Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Happy, happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. Man, it's been a busy morning for me. I went to go volunteer at the library to help bring put the books back in quarantine. I'm getting ready for the kids for their next set of books that they want. I went to get my car washed today. Oh my gosh, it so needed it, you know, and then clean the inside and vacuum it. It looks so nice inside. So yeah, so speaking of cleaning, we're going to be talking about five things you should never have in your bedroom when selling your home. And that's what I want to focus on, especially when you are staging it. And there's a couple of things that when you look in your bedroom, there's some things that show up there that we just need to get rid of when it comes time for pictures, right? So starting off with number one, that would be laundry. So I know you're probably getting loads of laundry done, whether it's clean laundry or dirty laundry, it doesn't matter. It still needs to be put away. So that laundry, if you have a hamper with a lid, at least when it comes to pictures, take them out of the area, out of the room. I know my husband loves to use the floor as a shelf. That's what he considers. And I'm just like, no, we need to tidy up. All that laundry needs to be put away, whether it's dirty or clean. So what I do when I'm selling my house is that I try and limit myself to just one load a day, just so I have enough time to put it away that same day. Okay. So number one, there should not be any laundry in your bedroom. Number two, the bed should be made. Meaning the cover should be pulled up nice, the pillows arranged nicely. Just make the bed. I had a realtor tell me a story about how when she went into for an open house to make sure everything was ready, the lights were on, the windows were open and things like that. And she walks into the master bedroom and the bed's not even made. She had to make the bed. So please make your bed when it comes for the pictures, okay? And in some cases, you may want to think about maybe changing the covers, whether it's just a quilt, a cover. Quilts tend to have a little too much pattern and just too busy. So anything just a solid color, maybe you can have something with a little bit of color in it, like a swirl or something or a paisley, you know, that's fine. But you kind of want to make it think of like a hotel. Okay, so whatever you imagine in a hotel, white sheets, white covers, those are perfectly fine. If you have solid ones, that's perfectly fine. But anything that's a little too busy, take a picture and step back and take a look at it and go, that's a little busy, crazy for me. So that's one thing to think about when you're making the bed. Number three is you need to work on your closet. So an overflowing closet is not ideal. If you have clothes just kind of jammed in there, then buyers are going to look in your closet. They're going to open the doors. They're going to open the drawers, even though if it's your private stuff. I know they will. I promise you. They're going to look inside to see, well, how much closet space is in there. Are there shelves? Is it just hanging, you know, stuff? So they want to know how much stuff they can really put in there. And if your closet is overflowing, then that's something that you need to start pulling out. Not, you know, especially if it's not seasonal. You know, you have winter clothes in there and it's, you know, spring, summer time frame, right? Just take those out and pack them up, okay? You're moving anyway, so just get them out, all right? You don't need to show how much you can actually squeeze in that closet, okay? Number four, our pet toys. So I know we love our furry friends and sometimes they sleep with us in our bed, but if you have a bed, like a blanket or those pads, you know, those types of things, anything like that, anything that reminds of anybody that there's a pet that lives in your bedroom too, make sure you just remove those for the pictures, especially so that people don't, you know, it's just more clutter, basically, okay? And then the last thing that you should never have in your bedroom when selling your house is an open shoe rack. So what I mean by that are those movable kinds that are like the metal cheapy things, you know what I mean? You can definitely have a shoe rack if it's built into your closet. That's perfectly fine. But if it's out in the open, like next to your bed, next to your dresser, those should be removed. You really don't need to be having that many shoes anyway out, because most of them you probably don't wear. If you think about it, in a week, how many different pairs of shoes do you wear? Now, I know a female may be a little different, but you really should not have, like, 50 shoes out. There's no need for that, especially, again, think seasonal, right? Any other ones, if you have winter boots and snow boots and other things like that, then and it's spring going on summer, put those away, pack them up. You're not going to be using them anyway. So open shoe racks, anything like that, basically tells buyers that there's not enough storage in your closet for shoes. Okay. You don't want to give that impression. So just put them away, pack it up. Okay. So those are the five things you should never have in your bedroom when selling your home. And just cleaning in general, basically the clutter that we're kind of removing is what we're trying to do from the bedroom. So those five things, take a look and see what is going on in your home and go from there. So for your German tidbit for today, if you are new to this podcast, I currently live in Germany, but we are moving back to North Carolina in about a year and a half from now. So I still do home staging virtually online, and I do online consultations for decorating and things like that. But I just want to share a German tidbit that you may not know unless you come out here and you have experienced it yourself. So one of the things I was driving around today is one of the things that I did not know, and you won't know until you have to take a driver's test, is the signs that tell you when you drive into a town. Now, here in Germany, they're yellow. They're kind of rectangular signs, and it tells you, hey, welcome to, Sindelfingen, Stuttgart, whatever the city is, whatever the town is. Well, that automatically means that the speed limit has decreased to 50 kilometers per hour. So whatever speed you were going at before you hit the town, you now have to automatically decrease your speed to 50. And there is no sign that says 50. The sign is when you come in to town limits. That's what that means. So it's kind of a given. Actually, it is a given unless you know and haven't taken a driver's test. Now, the international driver's license that you get from like AAA and those things, they don't tell you those things. You don't learn those things. When we got here, when we had to get a different license to drive around here, actually to drive around outside of Germany, those are the things that we had to learn, was all the extra signs. And that is one that will get you caught with a speed trap very easily. The cops love that sign, sitting by that sign where it slows down. So just so you're aware, a yellow sign that tells you, welcome to this new town. Oh, by the way, the speed limit just changed to 50. And it's different, I think, in each country. I want to say, like, maybe in Switzerland, I think it's 40. But they'll tell you on the border what the sign is for the kilometers per hour. So they'll kind of give you a thing before you drive into that country. So you'll see that unless you fly in, and then you just have to ask. So just so you know. Anyway, and then I've been working, like I talked about before, about helping you guys declutter, since we talked about decluttering in this episode today. I asked a few questions on Facebook to see if people are interested in a 5-day challenge for decluttering. And it looks like, yeah, some people are actually interested in learning what they can do. And I'm trying to think of a way to do like a 5-day challenge, pick a day, pick a room a day, so that you can kind of see what needs to be done in each room. Because you may not think it's clutter, but in actuality, it is. So keep an eye out for that. I'll be coming up with that probably in April to do that 5-day challenge. So that way you guys are aware, since you guys listen to my podcast, and I really appreciate that. So I hope you have a fantastic day. We start our spring break today. Some of you may already be in spring break. Some of you already have gone to spring break and are back in school again, whatever it is, and have kids that go to school. So for us, it's a nice sunny day. It is getting actually warmer. We may actually hit like 50 today, 55, something like that. Oh my gosh, we got a heat wave going on, but it looks fabulous outside. I can't wait. But of course the COVID numbers are creeping back up again. So there may be more lockdowns going on here. So not may, but there will be, because yeah, the numbers keep creeping up and there's not enough vaccines out yet. So I'm jealous of those who have gotten their vaccines. I know I just saw an article today in Moore County in North Carolina. They just opened it up to any adult who wants the COVID vaccine can sign up and get one. And I'm just jealous. I wish I could just hop on a plane and go get mine, because in here in Germany and on base, it's looking pretty grim right now. Maybe next month, maybe 2 months from now, maybe 3 months from now. I don't know. But that's what's going on over here on this side of the pond. So I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.